Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a brand new game that's come out, or a game that's coming out soon, or in this case, a game that kind of has already come out, but now there's a bit more of it has come out.
It's all a bit wishy-washy, really, isn't it?
Yeah, my name's Peter.
And my name's James.
James, what bit of a game have you been playing?
Oh, well, I'm playing the second installment of Halo Infinite.
Infinite 2. It's out now.
Infiniter.
Yes.
It's, yeah.
So you've been playing the campaign, right?
Yeah, so this is the single-player campaign that's released. Because they decided to surprise launch the multiplayer about a month ago. Mm. This was the initial sort of release date intended,
right?
And it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Very good, actually. I'm kind of underselling it there, but essentially, it's an open world Halo, and it's one of those where they've changed the formula a little bit. But it's still very, very familiar to, like, especially like the original trilogy. There's big, like, OG trilogy vibes to it.
Yeah, I remember quite early on, I mean, when it wasn't looking so promising.
Yes.
I don't know if they were talking about it in that sense, but certainly the audience reacting to the initial gameplay was saying that's quite kind of Halo 1, 2, 3 kind of vibes.
Very reminiscent, yeah.
So what's your experience with Halo? Have you played them all up till now, or have you had any gaps?
Well, I'm a bit patchy, actually. Mm-hmm. It's funny because, like, I'm supposed to be the Xbox correspondent in a way, but never been a huge Halo fan. So okay. I played, in terms of single player experiences, I've played, like, I jumped in at 3. Mm. And then there was ODST and Reach, which, you know, are sort of side things that don't... they sort of flesh out, you know, the world and more interesting stories, but don't really have the big sort of the narrative of this. And then, apart from that, Halo Wars 1, which does kind of play into the narrative here, to be fair.
Well, that's a good perspective to have, though. With anything like this, it's good to know not just whether it's going to appeal to fans of the series already, but whether it's good for people who perhaps don't know so much. Because I personally played 1 to 3, really enjoyed all of them. Then I played 4, didn't really like it that much, and then I dropped off. So I've not played anything since then. So, but I, because of those original trilogy vibes, I have been thinking about picking this up.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I get the vibe that's definitely something that a lot of Halo fans did. There was a lot of drop off with 4 and 5, and it followed like a different story. It started focusing on the Forerunners. Mm. Likewise, I'm not sort of completely like au fait, and I'm not very familiar with the lore as a whole. Yeah. But I did watch a 30-minute recap video last night just to prepare. Annoyingly, because the update was not like an automatic sort of update. You had to actually go in and say, right, download the campaign element of the game. Yeah, there was like a 3 gig update. I was like, well, that doesn't seem right, but okay. And then, an extra wait. So, bit of an annoyance there, but be prepared.
So can you tell us about the narrative?
It's a weird one. So it does follow on from like the Halo 4 and 5 sort of setup. And weirdly, because I believe Halo Wars 2, which I haven't played, but I believe that story followed on from Halo 5.
Right.
And it follows on from, or it takes elements from Halo Wars 2 as well. Mm-hmm. So basically, and this is just what I found out earlier today, there's a group called The Banished. So you remember The Covenant?
Yeah.
Yeah, fun, happy, like, collective mm-hmm. of different alien species. They're fine, they're just, you know, they just want to worship some Halo rings and do their things.
Yeah.
So The Banished are like a sort of offshoot of this, seemingly led by the Brutes, so right. whatever the alien race is called. It might be a bit insensitive to call them Brutes, but hey.
Yeah, because they've got English names, but that's not really what they're called. Yeah. They all have a kind of a Covenant language name, so yeah.
Sorry, Craig.
Yeah. The Brutes.
Yeah, the Brutes. So you have this, you start off and it's a very, very action-packed intro. Mm-hmm. Your chief, the master chef, he's facing off against a big, big brute called Atriox, who I believe was the big bad from Halo Wars 2, so that's where it sort of links right. in there. Leader of the Banished, who are that offshoot.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight doesn't go very well, basically. He gets sent out in space, and then the next thing you know, it's that scene that we saw from the trailers a year or two ago.
Yeah, with that big human guy.
Yeah, so he sort of like wipes the windscreen of the spaceship clear, and he's like, "Ah, that's Chief Al, eh? He's flown out in space. Bring him in. Come on, let's see what's going on."
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you realize that Atriox, the other guy, you know, there's no chance for a rematch because he's seemingly gone,
right.
or they're speaking as if he's gone, and instead you've got this other big bruiser chief, mega war chief, Escharum,
right.
Escharum, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
Something like that anyway, and yeah, he kind of provides like the driving force of that, but as you sort of wake up, you're kind of stranded. Cortana is seemingly gone because that's always a thing. Is she gone, isn't she?
Yeah.
I believe Halo 5 did a little wool over the eyes, like she's not dead and she comes back, but then she might actually be bad and
right.
then dead again. Yeah, it's one of those things. Apologies for any, you know, Halo lore nerds out there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the one thing I can't correct you on Halo 5. So I'm with you. I don't know what happened.
Not entirely sure, but yeah, there's always, you know, there's always like the what if of where is Cortana?
Mm-hmm.
But he's currently without an AI at that very starting bit.
Right.
You're basically looking to get home from this. Halo Ring Zeta, I think.
Right.
Apparently there's been a lot of fighting. You could have been stuck out in space for months, apparently, and the guy that rescues you is basically like, we lost, Chief. What are we going to do? We need to go home. But he's like, nope, we're gonna take back the ring and fight those guys and do some other stuff. You pick up an AI along the way, and then
okay.
yeah, it's interesting because the start as well, despite the fact that it's very much been marketed as, oh, it's open world Halo. Whoa, what a change, series first. It starts off kind of maybe a throwback to like again like the first three in particular. Where it's a couple of like more linear levels, very, very beautiful as well. So,
yeah,
that's something that the extra year of development has obviously paid off in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty on the Xbox Series X, which is what I was playing it on. But you're going through these a couple of linear levels, and then eventually, I've seen one review saying that, oh, it's kind of a weird, like a bit of a cold start. I thought it was good. It sets up like some things, but I do see what you mean in that respect. Like, why did they not lead immediately with here's the open world? But
right,
yeah, after about an hour and a half, you have that classic moment where a hangar door opens and then boom, you got the open world. Nice, pretty vista. So and it looks very, very like the color palette and everything looks very sort of OG.
Okay.
Trilogy.
So how does that work then as an open world game? Do you just get kind of quests and missions and you can go and kind of complete them in different orders and stuff? Is that, because I don't really know anything about the gameplay of this other than it's an FPS, but obviously it's a different style this time.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's, yeah, it's a strange one. It's not sort of full on. I feel like the open world comparisons are, you know, it's open world to a degree. It's not like you've got a, yeah, you'll have missions, but it's not like, oh, let me check my quest log. A traveler came and gave me a quest sort of thing. So basically it's, you have your overarching missions anyway, like follow the story. And from what I could tell, you can just like zip to the next story part. If you really want to blast through it, apparently it could take, you know, as little as like 12 to 15 hours, right, or 15, 20 hours, or as long as like 40 odd hours or something. Wow. So there's like a reasonable, I say reasonable, like it looks quite big from the map that I've seen and from how far you can view out into the distance, but not super excessive, you know, Ubisoft massive world can take you 200 hours sort of thing.
Yeah, with loads of markers and things to capture.
Unfortunately, so how it works, like there are like a few map markers and things like that where unfortunately it's, you know, it's just going to be, it's not going to be super revolutionary. There are a few things.
Yeah, so you expect some of that for sure,
And you have the option to capture these forward operating bases, these FOBs.
Right.
And those will act as like, they almost act like, and I hate to like do the comparison because it is fun to play for it, but the classic, you know, Ubisoft like radio tower, you know, that sort of thing. And it unlocks like more sort of, it gives you a bit more vision on that map, so it unlocks a few extra markers. And so the other things you can do, you can go around and liberate these bases, so these enemy bases, so sabotaging the banished bases. I only found one during my gameplay, but that involved just, you know, shooting a bunch of guys and blowing up like a few silos that were there.
Right.
Also, Scorpion tank was there, so that's nice.
Excellent.
There's a lot of vehicles that you can, and I assume will unlock more. But aside from that, there are also like rogue squads of like, you know, remnants of the UNSC that were sort of surviving on that ring and, you know, sort of desperately just trying to survive, really. So you go and rescue them, and that's like a little thing. You also have things like Spartan cores that you can pick up. Oh, and audio logs as well. Because of course you have audio logs.
Of course there's audio logs.
Yeah, you got to have like some collectibles.
Wouldn't be a video game without audio logs.
Exactly. But yeah, you have these things called Spartan cores, so it's another little collectible thing that helps you sort of level up certain aspects of your Mjolnir suit.
Oh yes.
So you have obviously a big thing I haven't mentioned yet, the grapple hook.
Yeah,
grapple,
which is
shot,
obviously available in the multiplayer. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't really like come across it too much in the multiplayer because it's just one of several things. But this feels like it's been clearly built around that sort of mechanic. And oh, it's a lot of fun. It's really cool once you sort of figure it out.
I guess you've seen people launching warthogs and then grappling onto those warthogs, and then it just sends you to the other side of the world.
Beautiful. Yeah. That was a hell of a thing. Like that, I imagine there will be more crazy stunts, that people will try. But yeah, it's just a lot of fun to do that. It adds a lot more mobility to the action as well. So you really do feel like once you sort of master it, and there's a little bit of like control in there where you can like, if you grapple and you look left or right, you can sort of guide and launch yourself in a certain direction. And it's something that just gives it a bit more. Like, it makes you feel like an action hero. Like, you know, like the chief should be. So you can zip in and then realize, oh, crap, I've just like grapple hooked my way slap bang in the middle of everybody and I'm dead now.
Yeah.
Fantastic. But yeah, you can also grab weapons from afar.
Nice.
You can grab like other sort of throwable explosives and things. And going back to like the whole sort of upgrading aspect, you can also get some upgrades to allow it to like shock enemies, and I believe a couple of other upgrades as well. So yeah, that's a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, really cool.
Sounds good. Well, do you overall, do you think it's... it's been accessible to you as someone who's not, you know, a huge Halo fan? Do you think it's something an entry point for other people who might be in your position?
I think so. I think the issue is it kind of the story is always going to be there, and that's the same with any series that has been on for a while. You know, it's always going to be a bit of a rough sort of jumping in point,
and
you'll feel like
some of that knowledge, does it?
I think you can jump in, but you'll know that something is missing and you've missed out a lot of like context there.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does assume that you know, for example, like who Dr. Halsey is, for example. So yeah, basically like the surrogate mother who started the whole Spartan thing, which I didn't know until I watched the video yesterday. Yeah. But yeah, however, there is a lot of like accessibility to it, because I mean, from a gameplay perspective, it's very much like harking back to the great days of like that original trilogy. A lot of the guns will feel familiar, even the new ones feel like really interesting to use and everything. And it is, you know, from a story perspective, it is kind of like its own thing as well. It's just from that perspective, oh, Chief has like woken up in an impossible situation, just a standard like, you know, quite action-y sort of plot of, well, against the odds, the Chief is gonna do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, and then for any fans of like the previous lore and people who do know more about it, there'll be lots of things there as well. And yeah, in terms of the open world, like it is a lot of fun, because like the gameplay, I mean, they've nailed it. They've nailed it.
I've heard that. Yeah, a lot of people are saying that.
Yeah, in terms of like just that classic Halo feel. So you just throw that into what's kind of like a standardized, in a way, open world formula, but it gives, you know, more opportunity to just mess around with a grapple hook, for example. I believe other abilities will be unlocked later, but that's like the sort of big thing from the start that you get. Yeah, it provides a lot of fun, so I'd say it's pretty accessible.
Well, I've been tempted for the first time in a little while. I've been tempted to give it a go, so but then I'm also one of those people who doesn't like to have a gap in the
so I
might have to force myself to quickly rush through Halo 5 or at least just watch a long play of it or something, so I know what happens.
And then Halo Wars 2, apparently.
Well, yeah, see,
and then you have to play Halo Wars 1.
I played that back in the day, but I didn't expect Halo Wars 2 to be
sort
of factored into this to an extent, so yeah, that might be worth looking at as well. But that's the beauty of Game Pass, I suppose. So there we go. Well, excellent. That leaves just enough time for us to say, oh, Halo Infinite, more like Halo Winfinite.
Oh, that's good.
They were going to, it looked like it wasn't going to be any good, and then they did it a year, and now they've done it.
They pulled out the dub.
They have.
Excellent. But Halo Infinite, more like, hello, Infinite. It's taking you a while to,
wherever you've been.
Arrive. Yeah, the multiplayer was here a while ago.
Come on, campaign. Hurry up. Dear. Very good. Well, thanks, everyone, for watching Quipscope or listening to. If you're watching on YouTube, there is some gameplay available as well. So check that out if you're listening on the audio form. There we go. Thank you very much. Check out Quipscope in the coming months for even more video game first impressions.
Ooh, exciting.
Until then, we'll say goodbye.
Yes, goodbye. Thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.